75-year old pensioner Mketiwa Chifamba was hoping to live a normal life after retiring from 10 years of service at the Cold Storage Commission, or CSC, which was once a reputable state-controlled entity. Chifamba's problem started when he went to the National Social Security Authority, or NASA, offices in Chinoy, Mashonaland and West Province, countless times to submit his work termination papers. After presenting all the relevant information to the authorities, he thought his nightmare was over, but it seems as if that was the beginning of his long frustrations with the government social security scheme. Today, Chifamba, who is afflicted with an undisclosed illness, says the $100 he gets from government does not cater for his medication and daily needs. Chifamba is not alone in this predicament, as more than 100 pensioners who attended a Chinoy session of the Commission of Inquiry into the conversion of insurance and pensions from the defunct local dollar to United States dollars said they are surviving on God's will. Henry Zezai, who worked for 33 years as a teacher, says he once received a check from the government, and when he attempted to bank it, he was told that the money had been reduced to cents.
They gave me a lump sum, put it in the bank with the hope that I will invest when I get better. When I got better, it was nothing. I was told you have nothing in the account had closed.
Zezai says his $60 monthly pension is not enough to pay for his high blood pressure and the asthma tablets and the other basic necessities.
I can't get my tablets.
Kadoma based pensioner Gladman Mukotsote, hopes of buying a house after retirement, went up in smoke when the Zimbabwe dollar tanked.
We are getting nothing or peanuts.
He believes that pensioners should get compensation from the government, which they blame for failing to run a functional economy that led to the erosion of their pensions benefits. Chifamba echoed the same sentiments, noting that it is said that they are suffering when NASA invested a lot of their funds in the property market and other ventures.
They should compensate us because from 1972 I was contributing and my pension had value.
For pensioner Geshem Mugadza, the best solution to their challenges is for the government to standardize the conversion of their pensions from the defunct local dollar to the United States dollar.
The government should standardize the conversion figure with all the companies so that those who contributed something to the companies, they should get something, even if it is little, but at least something rather than nothing.
Asked about the total number of pensioners in Zimbabwe and how much they are paid monthly, NASA Public Relations Manager Philemon Shereni refused to comment, requesting questions from this reporter in writing. Sharon had not yet responded to questions sent to him at the time this report was aired. But NASA sources said some pensioners get $60 a month, with surviving spouses going home with only $30 per month, while children receive $15 until they reach the age of 18. Hearings of the Commission of Inquiry into the conversion of insurance and pensions from the Zimbabwean dollar to United States dollar has been done in 8 of the country's 10 provinces. This is designed to source information from pensioners on what the government should include when amending the Pensions Act and the insurance policies. The commission was mandated to gather information for a year and report their findings to President Robert Mugabe. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.